I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is just for today. All right, so we'll just take it one day at a time here. So I know the report's out there about Matt. Matt is going to be going through it, obviously, and I'll get into that in a second here. But Lawrence Keys will not practice. Curtis Samuel, Baylen Spector, Travis Clayton, Casey Tuhill, Nick Morrow, Cole Bishop, Mike Edwards, and Dawson Knox. In terms of playing time, because that may come up, again, we'll just take it one day at a time. I'll know more after today in terms of what playing time might look like, and I can get that to you guys. As far as Matt's concerned, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, right? Matt's a strong young man. I know he's going to handle this. Certainly tough, especially coming off of the year he came off of already. The good thing is he's got a good family behind him that are going to support him, teammates that are going to support him, as well as the coaching staff and our entire football organization. He's resilient. We've got to be resilient. We've got to move forward and be focused on solutions. So with that, I'll turn it over to you.
What happened, as much as you can give us, about the injury in practice on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was just a tackling drill, and Matt was tackling a bag and hit his arm and looked like maybe on somebody's leg just a little bit, and then that's what we think was the episode.
Is there a possibility of him returning this year, or is it too early to say?
Too early. Yeah, Jay, too early at this point. So.
You touched on it a little bit in your opening statement there, but you went through it last year and fought real hard to get back. How devastating is this just from a personal level for him?
Well, we're all human at the end of the day, and I mean, Matt's a heck of a football player, but if we back up and those of us that know Matt, I mean, he's a tremendous young man. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's been through it, and this game means a lot to him. This team means a lot to him. And so that, in addition to the injury, is what makes this difficult. Again, when you know the person, you know that this is not going to beat or keep Matt Milano down. You know, obviously this period in time right now has been tough for him, for all of us, but in particular for him and his family, and he knows all the work that he put in. No one knows the work that Matt put in to get himself back to where he was before this recent injury. So, that's probably one of the harder things to swallow, pills to swallow right now, is we just saw him work his butt off. He stayed in Buffalo all summer. To get back off of the leg injury, and now this happens. So, it's unfortunate set of circumstances, but again, I know he's going to handle it well.
Just to clarify, it is a bicep, right?
Yes, bicep.
Yeah. How prepared is Dorian Williams to potentially slide into that role?
Yeah, Dorian's going to do a good job. He's been making progress, and it's now not only his time to step up, but all of his teammates around him to step up. It's not just one person's job to fill the void, or try and fill the void, left by Matt. You're never going to replace a player like Matt or Matt's influence, but now it's time for our team to move forward in a resilient manner and pick each other up, and guys like Dorian have to step up.
Sean, what do you hope to accomplish out there today? Like, what's the goal from you as a head coach in a joint practice today?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, choosing Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh choosing us, I have a lot of respect for, and we have a lot of respect for, the Rooney family and this organization. They've done things at a high level for a long time, and Mike and I go back a ways as well. So that respect and that trust were critical ingredients in terms of us deciding to do this together, and they're a good football team with good players, and we anticipate getting real good work out there today.
There was an NFL coach that said that if a player fights in the
joint practice that it would dictate what they, how long they play in the next preseason game. Do you have any rules like that with your players that you talk about?
No, just that if they fight, they're out. So they're out of this practice if they fight. That's not how we do things. It is emotional. It is competitive. So we're hoping that one practice is a good, clean practice. They get the work they need. We get the work we need. And we got to keep bigger picture perspective here in terms of what we're trying to do for the season and what they're trying to do.
With Matt out, how much do you, again, look to Terrell as a leader of that group?
Yeah, similar to last year. I mean, he came in as a young player and having not really played a whole lot himself last season and had a good season. And so what I've seen over the offseason is him continue to step up his influence as a leader on our football team. And he's been very intentional about that. It's, you know, developing that rapport now. Last year it was, and I was looking forward to watching Matt and TB work together. Now it's Dorian and TB at this point. That rapport and building that rapport is going to be important for us.
What's Dawson dealing with?
Dawson's groin and a little bit of ankle as well. So we're just being smart at this point.
What about Valen Spector? What's his timeline?
Don't really know for sure. Catherine, it'll probably be maybe a week. We'll see. Maybe a little bit more.
Knee injury, though?
Calf.
John, Mike Tomlin talked a couple days ago about the conversation you had prior to this practice. What is kind of the thing that a coach would go over in that conversation before joint practice? And what do you want to know?
Yeah, come to the table, even though we were over the phone, and just kind of say, hey, this is, we're on the same page, right? And, you know, it's interesting because you're going through so much. He's focused on his team. I'm focused on our team. And, you know, you're coming off a preseason game one, and then you're still practicing, trying to improve in the week between that, roughly the week between that we had in terms of just a couple of days, actually. But, you know, I mean, we just talk about making sure we're aligned on, hey, how this is going to look. And we came yesterday, myself and some of the staff, and we made sure we understood how the field was going to be laid out, where the drills are going to take place. It's a little bit unique in that there's one field and two teams. So it's going to be tight out there. But we feel like we can get a good practice again. And so just coming to terms with making sure that we understood the tempo, understood, you know, who's going to be where, and that's a lot of it, right? And then, like, really for Mike and I, because we've known each other so long, we get into it, we touch, you know, scratch the surface a little bit, but we don't really even need to get into, hey, you know, kind of all the other stuff that sometimes you're seeing around the league, you know, God willing that doesn't happen here, and that's part of the reason why we decided to do this with Pittsburgh. No guarantees, but again, our players understand the consequences if they fight.
It's been a few years since Carolina. Why was this the right time to do a joint practice again?
Well, if you look at where we were in, I think that was 19, and the youth of our roster, both, again, rookie-wise, and then also new players on our team overall, it gives Brandon and his staff a chance to evaluate our guys in another environment like this, as opposed to only through three preseason games. And then it gives us a chance to continue to develop against another team. And you guys have watched our practices. It's, when you get to about practice 8, practice 9, you know, the emotions start to run high, the competitiveness, and guys get tired of one another. And it's time, as much as we can, to get some other work. And so they run different schemes than we run. We run different schemes than them. And so I'm sure for them, it's part of it is going against some of what we do and vice versa.
You mentioned that today's practice will kind of inform how the playing time in the game goes. Are there specific teams, things you want to see, like, that will dictate, like, that will impact that playing time? Like, what are you looking for?
Yeah, and I kind of already have a feel for what I want to do in the game. It's just more, I don't want to really go there. It's not fair to the players for me to tell them their play time when they're going out there today, and it's going to be highly competitive. Yeah. So
I know you value preseason games for the energy and the game environment, but what you can't do is put your guys in specific situations and handpick it, which you might be able to do out here. How important is that to say, we need to work on this and see this red zone period, coach, and how valuable is that to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what we're really going off of what Mike laid out there, and I think that's good because now listen, I have to sign off on it, but other than that, this is a chance to kind of get on their terms a little bit and take a little bit of a different approach to practice and see how our players and our team responds to it, coordinators as well. So I think getting a little bit uncomfortable is also good for us.
Ty Johnson, since he got back to practice.
Small sample. I think the medical staff's done a good job, Ty as well, getting back, and that's all we could ask for. So the important piece now is that he gets through practice here. So.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.